This is an incoming transmission from the Jersey Shore.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, powered by McLean Advisory Group. Today, you'll hear some of the most important financial information and wealth-building techniques available anywhere.
Let's get this party started, huh?
Do you have a question for Scott and the team?
Am I on the air?
609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646.
We'll get that information to them by radio.
Now, Financial Insanity with Scott McLean.
Let freedom ring. For many of you, retirement means the freedom to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, for as long as you can. This is independence from the daily grind. And as we celebrate our nation's Independence Day this month, we want to talk about how you can walk toward and celebrate your own financial independence in retirement. Financial Insanity, I'm Alex Dingman, alongside, as always, Scott McLean from McLean Advisory Group. Oh, yeah, baby. And what a great time of year here. Scott, 4th of July, and, you know, I know it gets different as you get older, kids get older, but any family traditions or anything you generally look forward to each year on the 4th there, Scott?
I just like celebrating our veterans, which is, I feel, the reason for the 4th of July, obviously, your Independence Day.
Yeah.
Many people don't even know what the independence word means. I think we'll discuss a little bit about what the word independence in retirement, let alone independence, the freedom we have versus other countries. And if you haven't been to another country, if you're out there, I encourage you. We have a mission project in Haiti where we help women come off the streets and give them a sewing job. We've got another mission field. Many people don't even know what I've developed, and it's kind of really unique on how to helping people a leg up, and we all need a leg up. When you think about independence, freedom, baby, freedom. Yeah. And I think we have so much that we take advantage of that. And now we have this, I hate to get political, we have this woke agenda leading us to, is that going to be freedom? Is that real freedom? I don't think so. What is real freedom? What is Independence Day all about? And people forgetting it. Don't forget.
Yep. Well, and you mentioned thinking about and honoring, recognizing veterans this time of year, and we're going to hear from one of those great veterans later on in the show. So
I'm so glad.
Stay tuned for that. But words like independence, freedom, I'm sure those come up, Scott, when you're talking to folks about retirement, right? I mean, these are things that people want, and hopefully you can help kind of guide them there.
Yeah, they are. They're major words. I think many times, Alex, I speak to people and I don't want to worry about running out of money. I don't want to have to eat cat food. That's one thing for them. They're free. You know, they could have plenty of money. They still don't want to go back to maybe watching their grandmother, grandfather, or their parents. I feel empowered and in control of my finances. To them, that's financial independence. I've got freedom to make choices based on my financial goals. There's nothing better than having goals. Even when you get my age, I've got some real big goals. I'd rather want to make history versus read about history and how an impact we can make on our kids today.
Yeah,
I think all another statement I've heard about, I no longer worry about money and have achieved financial stability. You know, waking up in the morning. Now, these are some statements, by the way, these aren't Scott McLean statements. These are real statements, you know. So whether you want to go out and some of the goals I've heard some people say, Alex, and I'll never forget it. We had one person come in here. His goal was to golf the top 25 out of top 100 golf courses.
Wow.
In 1 year.
Wow.
Other guy says, I want to ride at my race a Corvette or a Porsche, the extreme racing experience. These are some goals really, really helping out. I've got another one. We have a dentist project in Haiti. Where we have dentists will go there and nurses to help people get their teeth extracted. Now, that may not be your goal, but if you're a giver, I can get you the name and number who to contact. This is, again, how one of our missions and missionaries have taken care of it. So these are really, really cool things. And my last one was one of my friends who was a Army chaplain for 20 years. He was previously a Florida detective for 18 years. And he just went on a missionary tour in Slovenia for about 3 months, he may be going back. I don't know what's in your heart, but man, make your, if you're healthy, congratulations. Do something with it. Don't watch the TV, the boob tube, as Daddy called it, and clicking the channels. How can you make life happen for yourself and others around you?
Right.
Make that, be that impact, which is my only goal, my total goal, actually.
Absolutely. As Scott wants to help you get towards that financial independence, if that's absolutely something that may interest you, the number 609-488-4646. Again, the number for Scott, 609-488-4646. And what does that look like, Scott, as you try to work with somebody towards having freedom in retirement? What does that look like? What are some steps that we can do?
You know, Alex, I was thinking the most underemphasized but profoundly most important point you really need to master, retirees need to master, is to make sure that you have what every retiree dreams and deserves, a guaranteed maximum income stream that will last the rest of their life. Because, you know, Alex, in my many years of meetings with people, with retirees, the number one fear is no longer the fear of death, but the fear of running out of money before they run out of life. And this is a valid concern. So I'm really, really totally aware that people will discover what has worked in the first part of their life, the accumulation stage, will really severely backfire for the failure to make the crucial shift, Alex, from the accumulation stage, you're building up money, to the distribution stage, you're pulling out money. And the failure to make that shift is why I see so many retirees, their accounts diminish rapidly. It evaporates. And failure to make that strategic shift to the distribution stage in retirement can be fatal. And so I really want to encourage people, if they want that peace of mind, to really understand, will their money last a good long time? You know, for 42 years advising people one-on-one, kneecap to kneecap or in workshops, you kind of want to really diminish the risk factor. How can I alleviate that so the quality of life really comes back and they can really put their head on the pillow and relax, saying, you know what? We're in a great position. So this is the biggest challenge I see, is the mental shift from the allocation. I call it shifting from the G, the growth investments, to the I, the dividends and income. And this will really help people, especially if they got their 401k, 403b, they got these cookie cutter plans in their IRAs, and they don't really strategically design and allocate these investments for income. And this is the challenge I see day in and day out when people decide to retire, making that mental shift, Alex.
Right.
So again, if you're out there, you want the financial independence, this is the biggest challenge. You know, again, saving, clear retirement goals, diversifying your money, staying with the game plan, and maybe healthcare costs, planning for those. But again, getting the help that you need mm-hmm. from someone who's been down that road. Now going on 42, 43 years. I'm an old dog.
You just dated yourself there, Scott. The number.
It's okay.
The number again, 609-488-4646. 609-488-4646. And Scott, you know, a lot of what this means when we're talking about retirement is independence from an employer, which is great. You're free. But yeah. Also, there goes that paycheck. So that's what's just so important, Scott, is making sure, yes, we want to get done with our careers, a lot of us, and we want to move on and have more time, have more freedom, but going to have to recreate that paycheck somehow, Scott.
That's for sure. Multiple streams of income, other types of income, whether they're pension income, Social Security, when to take it. Taking Social Security too early could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to many people. Mm. Versus taking it, waiting. Some of you need to take it. This is where I get really concerned when you're listening to so many people, your friends, because A, they took it early, but maybe you have the wherewithal to wait. And when you have the wherewithal to wait, what could the benefit be? It's not a rate of return on your money. It's a return on your money, then the rate of return on your money, and then what are the opportunity costs? And most people don't look at that last one. If I waited, what's the opportunity cost for later? And that is really, really important when you're doing your financial planning, when you're, I call it a conversation, as you journey into this new world, because your friends are gone, or maybe you moved on. Maybe you got to make new friends. Go out and make new friends, because the old ones maybe are at work. You're there 24/7 pretty much. A lot of people are working 8 hours a day. You're sleeping 8 hours a day. It leaves you a couple hours left. What are you doing with your time? And maybe that needs to, maybe as my best friend tells me, Scott, make your workout your new hobby. Work out hard. Look at that good looking guy with Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter to me, Kennedy, doing all his push-ups and showing off his wonderful body. I don't know if you saw that, Alex, no, but I said, holy mackerel, 70 years old. This guy's ripped.
No, can't hate on that no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You got to respect that.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. And get in shape to fight off the diseases that so easily encumbers our life and then pulls us down.
Yep. No, that's very wise. And Scott, here as we're wrapping up this segment here, how can folks get a hold of you?
Yeah, if you want to give us a call, give our studios a call, 609-488-4646. Real easy number. By the way, 609-488-4646 is the phone number. And if you're online right now, simply type in that number, .com. It'll bring you right to our website. You can learn about us, and I can tell you that is helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. And on this weekend, as we're celebrating our independence, the 4th of July, we are going to hear from a veteran later on and how veterans can also receive some very important benefits. So that is coming up later on. This is Financial Insanity, out of the box thinking for your financial sanity.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement. Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Frankly, you could have your grandkids tweet out to your friends or go on the Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is and say, I got great information from Scott.
And you left out TikTok there as you're rambling the different social media being used by the kids today. You got to remember that TikTok.
Oh, that's right. Tickety-tock.
This is Financial Insanity with Scott McLean, presented by McLean Advisory Group.
Thousands of baby boomers retire every day, and by 2030, they're all going to be 65 years old. Then if baby boomers are up to bat for retirement, that means Generation X is on deck. Financial Insanity, I'm Alex Dingman, along with Scott McLean. If you hear something today, raises some questions, 609-488-4646 is the number, 609-488-4646. And Scott, we're going to talk about Gen X here in just a moment, but 10,000 boomers turning 65 each and every day. And when you have that many people leaving the workforce, it's going to be some potential impact on the economy, I would think, Scott.
Huge impact. Leaving the economy. And of course, that's why you want to have more kids. So we have people to pay for these Social Security benefits. What is it? For every retiree getting Social Security, we're going to have a problem that yet one equals one. Could we get to that denomination for every person that retires? You got to have one person to pay for that. That's a big problem. And it used to be a 20-to-1 many years ago. So it's going to be a big impact, people leaving. I find this funny. I think it's real funny. I remember when I was a young little rat a couple years ago, when my dad was around and a brilliant man. And he says, son, as you build your companies out, and we've had a couple companies. I've done a lot of real estate. I've bought a lot of real estate properties, built a development in a place called Toms River, New Jersey on Todd Road. You'll see McLean Court, Winston Court, built a bunch of, we just had fun while I was running the business. And he says, son, when you get older, just remember, look at the older person. They've got a lot of wisdom. Don't fire an older person if they've got a lot of wisdom, insight. That was really helpful to me. Now that I'm the older guy, luckily I have my own business. They can't fire me because I'm ugly. But the neatest thing is, you know, I think we have a lot of people that are getting out of business. We have a lot of older people staying in the business. But imagine them leaving, and now you bring in a young stud or studette in the industry, and they don't have the wisdom. They have the drive. They have the energy. But that could, of course, cause a problem called quality control, cause a problem called excessive work or excessive time. Maybe people are spending time looking at their phones versus looking at the work. You've got these young studs and studettes. They think they know everything, but they have some older person like myself helping educate them, like I do with George, who's been with me for many, many years, a brilliant financial planner and financial advisor. And he's luckily listening to me and taking that in. I hope those young people out now are doing that as the old people are leaving, the baby boomers are leaving. This is going to cause a rumble in the market. Remember, the old folks like myself, we have the majority of money, and the younger folks want it. And the question is, how will it last? Are they getting the financial education they need to make their money last? And I think that's really important, Alex. Are they getting that education? What do they do with their money, and how do they handle it? And I don't know if mom and dad's really talking to it, because there's no financial classes in school that are doing it.
Well, sure. And, you know, one thing that everybody wants is to leave a legacy. And one legacy could be financial support for, you know, generations behind you. And one area where you Gen Xers could, you know, learn something from boomers is getting started early. And so you have these Gen Xers right now, maybe they're in their mid-50s, still 10 to 15 years from retirement, but that doesn't mean they should just be sitting back and wait. They've been hearing about retirement. They've been thinking, oh, that's my dad. That's my mom. That's the baby boomers. Yep. No, that's now you almost. And so now's the time for those folks to really be thinking about it, if not even before now.
Now, Alex, you're a lot younger than I am, but I think what's so funny, nothing has changed. You think about when you're a little kid and Christmas was coming, for those who celebrate Christmas, and you look in the countdown, and here it is July 2000, and all of a sudden you're about to have Christmas, you're a young little whippersnapper, and July to December 25th is so far away, but us older folks are thinking it's right around the corner.
Yep.
And you think about almost retirement, it's almost the same thing. It's right around the corner. So I'd like to give those of you a quick heads up on math. Let me give you a quick math. If you have grandkids or kids, I call it 10% rule. I call it the 10% rule. I have said this several times on my shows. I know, Alex, you've brought it up many, many times. When you talk about the 10% rule, what does that mean, Scotty? Well, here's what it means, y'all. You ready? Brainwash your grandkids. Brainwash your children to save 10% every paycheck till retirement. I can tell you that's probably the best brainwashing you could ever do. Why? Because it works with compound interest, dollar cost averaging. Compound interest, dollar cost averaging, the rule of 10% in retirement for savings for retirement. So if my paycheck, and I'm delivering newspapers, you grandkids out there, please tell your grandparents, please tell your, hey, if you made, do they deliver newspapers, Alex? I don't know if they do that
man,
anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, my man. That's a jerk. There might all be right, a few right. towns that still do it, but.
Well, I'm just thinking, if you're making $10 delivering newspapers or mowing the yard for $25, $2.50. Now, getting your kid to save $2.50, I talk about that in my introduction to my book, that's $2.50. I guarantee they start getting brainwashed it's going to become a habit. And that muscle memory, that habit can stay with them, and they will be very, 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 very secure at retirement. Dollar cost averaging 10%. Now, if they're older and you're heading into retirement, maybe it's a higher number. And so that's why you want to give me a call. Scott, am I on target? Will I have enough for the money to last? 609-488-4646. Scott, I need to ask you a question. Let's get together off the air, no cost, no obligation. I promise you, I will not try to say anything, but I can tell you, let's find out if you're on target or off target. There's nothing worse than, as you mentioned in the beginning of this segment, Alex, that many people are afraid to ask questions. Why? Because they're going to get sold. Why are they asking questions? Because they're embarrassed. Why? Because they feel they should know, but they don't know. This is why do you go to professionals for guidance? And that's why I have in my workshop and all my education, when people meet with us, hide your checkbook, hide your wallet. You can't do business with me. Let's get to know each other. And then we can decide if it's a good fit for you or for my firm. Because not knowing is that's the biggest pain, which is called change. Am I willing to change my habits? Then once you change your habits, the biggest problem, listen to me, this is you listening, is called procrastination. You keep putting it off, but you didn't call McLean Advisory Group or an advisor. You didn't give a call at 609-488-4646. I got to put a plug, but you didn't call us to get some information, no cost, but you didn't find out the information you need to know to your circumstance, whether you're having a great marriage and it's maybe your child gets sick, maybe you're about to get remarried. What kind of trust should you have? How do I protect my assets for my children, even though I'm getting remarried? How do I take care of my lovely spouse in case their lights go dim? How do I make sure my money is in a good position because the market's so volatile? These are questions people are afraid to ask because they're afraid to get sold. And then you end up putting it off for procrastination and doing nothing. There's nothing worse than sticking your head in the sand, because what happens? Your vitals are exposed like an ostrich looking at their egg. This is a challenge I find, Alex.
609-488-4646 is the number for Scott and his team. 609-488-4646. 10,000 boomers turning 65 each and every day. But Gen X coming right behind them, getting ready here pretty soon. And one question I have here, Scott, can Gen X count on Social Security for their retirement?
They can. They can really count on it. But the question is, will they be able to count on it? I mean, right now, the way the deficit's going, could they be using money from the Social Security coffers? We already know that the number comes down. Every time I do an educational workshop on Social Security, it comes down. So now the question is, could there be a 20% drop by 2033? That's right around the corner, 10 years from now, as we do our show today in 2023. So if you're listening to this in 2024, okay, it's 9 years, but the question is going to be, can I take a haircut? Or am I saving enough outside of Social Security? Alex, is the real question, because if you want to live on Social Security, and many people can, but maybe they're living with their children. Maybe they're living with their sugar daddy or sugar mama. I don't know. But
that's
the question is, can you live on it? I mean, I don't know, but I want to make sure that I'm buttoned up nice and safe. I don't want to be a drain on my children.
Of course.
But maybe it's not a drain. Maybe it's maybe I'm just living at their house, which is, I've had several conversations. Should I buy a house, Scott, that's a duplex? Maybe. I don't know. But the question is, how long will your money last if the market drops 30%? If the stock market drops 30% like it did in 2008, when it was a 56% drop in 1 year, how are you going to sleep at night? This is why people are calling us often, Alex.
Yeah, I think that's wise. And
it's real.
And obviously, it's smart to get started early. And, you know, we're talking about Gen Xers. But Scott, final question here, this segment, you know, maybe when you're even in your 40s, you still have some time. But what should you be thinking about at that point? And is that too early to get with a financial advisor like yourself?
I think people should get a financial advisor when they're a lot younger. Hmm. And then if they're 40s, yes, I think it's not even an issue. I don't shop somebody out. I don't care. Two or three appointments. Find different people. Find someone that you can mesh with. Find someone who's not going to look at you as a dollar sign, but they're looking at as a they want to help you sign. This is how you shop. And I've got a whole white paper on just on that, Alex. People can get their hands on it. How do you look for a financial advisor? How do you mesh and how should you – what questions should you ask? Really, really important, because putting it off, it just causes a bigger problem.
609-488-4646 is the number. 609-488-4646. Just add a .com for the website. And like Scott mentioned earlier, you can go to the site there and send in your own questions, which is just so important, Scott, because that's what we're going to talk about on the show. Is we wouldn't be talking about stuff if people weren't worried about it. They didn't have concerns. They didn't have questions. And so getting those to us is just so important because we want to try
to answer
them
all. I'd love to help the people. Put your questions down. Go to our website. Give us a shout out. I think that's critical.
Heck yeah. All right. Well, Gen Xers not quite retiring in droves just yet, but definitely need to start thinking about it, getting their head into the game. We're going to talk about more of that coming up. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain.
It's nice when you get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Scott McClain from McClain Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go one place for tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why McClain Advisory Group was started. Scott wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement planning. McClain Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. And for answers for your questions, you can set up a meeting with Scott and his team to talk about your retirement. 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Use the same number to reach a team online. 609-488-4646. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC. Firm offers insurance services but does not provide tax or legal advice.
And when you pay down debt, you don't pay down the highest interest rate. The biggest mistake is you pay the highest interest rate card when you should do the snowball effect of paying down debt.
We made it back. This is Financial Insanity with Scott McClain, presented by McClain Advisory Group.
Gen Xers not retiring in droves just yet, but they are worried about how to get ready for retirement. You have these folks in their 40s, their 50s, and so still around 10, 15 years maybe from retirement, Scott. We're talking about these folks today and how they can get prepared. If you have questions, the number 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And so, Scott, for those folks that maybe still have another 10 years until they retire, what should they be really prioritizing in terms of their savings at this point?
Wants versus needs. Wants versus needs. A lot of time you want to get that fancy car, but then you're thinking, is my savings? Do I have enough retirement? You're not going to think about that when you're driving that nice new, smelling car, brand new leather seats, or that boat. And you think about, how much am I saving? How much am I putting away? This is wants versus needs. We all know this. We've all heard it. This is nothing new. You don't have to go get the degrees I have to get that, but it's very, very basics. And you think about, the very basic is number one. If you're saving enough money in savings, emergency fund, as well as saving enough money for retirement, do you know that number? Do you know what you should focus on? And don't use these pie in the sky, stupid numbers. Well, if you're getting a 12% rate of return, then you have to always save this. Don't use, be very critical on the rate of return. When a financial guy or a gal says, we're going to get you a nice rate of return of 12 to 15%. This happened to me in the 80s when the market was screaming, and the 90s. And I remember people coming in, Scott, when the market's screaming, if you can't get me 12 to 15%, I can do it myself. And they were right in that small window of opportunity.
Yeah.
And time. The question is, let's not use fake numbers because we don't have a fake retirement. When you get to the retirement age you want to get to, are you using realistic numbers? I'm not going to tell you what it is out there, guys, but I can tell you, use realistic numbers. If you call me at our studios, I'll talk to you about it. But the second thing is, of course, want versus needs. This is the biggest problem. When you say, I want to go on that fancy trip, I can tell you, I've had a client came in, Scott, we've got over $200,000 saved, and we have $1,500 of Social Security for my wife. My Social Security is $2,000 a month, and we only need $5,000 to live on. Okay, well, that means you need $1,500. How do you plan on making that up? So what does $1,500 mean to you? What does your number mean to you? And I talk about this, and I use the rule of four to keep real simple. And I'm going to give it real easy to you guys. If you take the rule of four and I need $1,500 to get me my $5,000 like the client, well, $1,500 times 12 is $18,000. So I need to make $18,000 a year for the rest of my life. Well, if I use the rule of four, I simply divide it by the rule of four. That means I need $450,000 in my nest egg by age, let's say 65, all right, when I turn on my Social Security, or for those of you, 67, whatever that number is. But now we have to add one more factor in called, well, that's inflation. So let's throw that number in, and that's the number we focus on. Now we can buy that fancy new car with the wonderful smelling seats and leather, or we can buy that nice boat, or maybe we can put the pool in the backyard. But the mindset needs to be, but we need, honey, to put away $341 a month to get to our number. That's what Scotty said, or that's what our financial advisor said. These are numbers, but let's make them more fun, because finance is not fun. And most of you listening to me, you probably don't like numbers. Most people don't like numbers, except you win the lottery. Then you get the right numbers you like. That's probably the only time you like numbers. But cultivate the mindset of saving. Understand if it's $325 a month you need to save. Honey, can we buy that boat? Yes, we are on target. How great would that feel, knowing you're on target and you're going to buy that boat or that pool that your kids are screaming for, or maybe the college fund you need to save for. Alex, make finances fun, even though they're not fun a lot of times. Pursue the passions you want in retirement. Cultivate a social connection. What are we going to do when we retire? What does it look like? And then I think of those older people that are in retirement right now, the volunteer give back. There's an organization I'm strongly, strongly love. It's called Star Poverty. Star Poverty right here in Barnegat, New Jersey, where they're only focused to how do I get people food? And they need volunteers. Listen to me right now. Listen to me right now. If you can offer time to Star Poverty right here in Barnegat, New Jersey, please call me. Please call me right now so I can get you the information on Starve, S-T-A-R-V, Poverty. They do a wonderful job. This nonprofit, I know the people. I know the money is very fiscally sound. 609-488-4646. I am a big supporter of theirs. I can tell you the work they do for people that are not as privileged as you listening to me. They want to help. If you want to volunteer, do a give back. 609-488-4646. And then you can think about your travel. Where do you want to explore? Not knowing that you've touched your finances are in order, your social calendar is in order, your give back is in order, you're volunteering, helping people. There's nothing worse than staying in your house and doing nothing versus getting out and helping others. This is my biggest ploy when I see people pursuing retirement. Well, here's the more other areas other than money. What are the other areas psychologically, emotionally you need to pay attention to? And I think that's really important when it comes to financial planning, Alex, not just numbers.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I know a lot of people listening right now as we're talking about Gen Xers and baby boomers. And one thing that they share is that they may be a part of that sandwich generation where they're right in between. Maybe they're taking care of parents and they're taking kids at the same time. And Scott, you know, this can have a huge impact on your finances, can have a huge impact on planning for your own well-being in the future. And how does maybe someone address this.
Sandwich generation. You know, I heard that. It was kind of funny. And you think about taking care of your mom and dad, like my meeting just a while ago, helping your mom and dad. Or maybe you meet a Generation Xer and they're 50 years old, got a couple kids. Maybe their kids are 20, 23. Then you got the grandmom and grandpa, 70s and 80s. How does that look? And then all of a sudden you find out you have to take care of mom and dad, and you're juggling all sorts of emotional things, taking care of your mom and dad, taking care of your young kids, and all of a sudden the grandbabies start popping out, or your children are having struggles. These, I don't know if this is answering your question when you think about it, Alex, but the Generation Xers and versus the boomers, this sandwich generation, the financial responsibilities may not seem much to you now, but when it sneaks up on you and your dad has a heart attack, your mom gets MS, your children get a divorce and they don't have any money, it sneaks up on everybody. It affects yep. more than just one person. This is an emotional and financial question, Alex. And this is a big thing that people aren't paying attention, let alone the medication, the expense they're paying for healthcare.
Yeah.
And so this is really important, Alex.
Well, and I think the big thing is, Scott, is that you can plan, but life is going to happen. Yep. You know,
it's
going to happen, and you've seen it happen. And people know this already in their own lives. They know that they've planned and then, well, I didn't know I'd get married at 20 and you know, divorced at 30. Or I didn't know that, like you said, my parent was going to get sick or whatever. And so, you know, it is important to plan. And then you also have to plan for the unexpected, which I know that sounds impossible, but there
it's
are
really
things you
important.
Can put in place to do that, right, Scott?
A lovely client. They have a significant amount of money. Husband and wife, great. They've been with us many, many years as financial clients. We've guided them through the legal and taxes. Let me give you a situation. This may be you out there. Listen real close. They have a beautiful son, a beautiful daughter. The daughter went through a terrible divorce. She has two children, and now she's getting remarried, and she will be inheriting significant money when mom and dad pass away. I know that. I know the whole family. Here's the question. When I asked the father today, if your daughter dies before you do, and then the money goes to the estate, does the money go to the grandchildren? He goes, well, you know, Scott, you did my estate. I said, I know. But what does her will say? What if she dies after you? She inherits the money, then she dies. Does her new husband get the money and the money goes to her children and to his children? Does she have that in her will? Has the financial advisor paid attention to the will of your children, the will, power of attorney, living will? You see, when you pass money on, we can help our clients grow money, Alex. The question is, what happens if they pass on? Should we have that? I call it the come to Jesus meeting. Come down to earth and find out, by the way, kids, I'm not trying to weasel my life into you becoming your financial advisor, but mom and dad want to make sure that you're buttoned up nice and tight, that in the event mom and dad dies, that your money goes to you and your portion of the money goes to the blood, not to the new husband or the new husband's children, if they have children before they get married. I see this time and time again. People are not paying attention to the legal aspects, let alone where does the money go and do they have enough money, Alex? This is another snag in the three blind mice scenario. 609-488-4646. By the way, guys, that's my website, 609-488-4646. That's the phone number. And it's also 609-488-4646.com. You can't forget it. Why? Because we're here for you to help you answer your questions and concerns. No cost, no time is the best time right now.
Scott McLean at McLean Advisory Group often talks about the difference between retirement savings and retirement income. It isn't necessarily how much money you have saved that's most important. It's having a steady stream of income in retirement, no matter how long you live. Scott has strategies that can help you create consistent monthly income for the rest of your life. He can help you make important decisions today so you can have the income you need in retirement.
Having a big nest egg is great, but how will it provide you with the income you need for as long as you live? The number to get more information from Scott at McLean Advisory Group is 609-488-4646. That's 609-488-4646. Turn your portfolio into a plan with help from Scott McLean. 609-488-4646. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services are offered through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
Veterans in this country have sacrificed so much. Let's talk today about a program aiming to provide assistance to these veterans who need help with daily activities and medical expenses. This is Financial Insanity. I'm Alex Dingman, alongside Scott McLean, and a special guest today. We have former Chief Petty Officer Robert Brown, retired Navy for over 20 years, and now Robert is serving as a Veterans Service Officer for us now. And so very important, very special topic here today. Scott, thank you so much for bringing in Robert. Robert, first sure. off, thank you so much for your service, and very excited to talk about a particular benefit today. And Robert, Scott, if you would maybe talk a little bit about how you guys got together, what's your quick history, and then if we could delve into that benefit.
It's funny because I got involved in this program, and one of our lawyers is a veteran receiving 100% benefit like Robert is. And Robert heard me, I guess, on the radio, one of our shows we did, and he came into my office. I heard you on the radio. What are you doing with veterans? I thought it was someone trying to mess up the program, trying to drill me down. Do I know what I was talking about?
Right.
But frankly, Dave Conley mentioned to me, Scotty, you want to learn more about it? I said, well, there's a class out in Kansas City. I was going to go out there. It's like $2,500. I flew out there, took a course, and I added it to my financial planning program because of the unique benefits that veterans are unaware of and spouses in New Jersey and several other states that could really help and benefit their estate. For example, if we're doing estate planning, I could actually really help prevent their money from going to the nursing homes. I call it the crows and the clowns show up at the funeral. And so in doing that, I actually started this program, and I came back. I was juiced up and I said, I got to add this to my estate planning, which then goes into irrevocable trusts, special grantor trusts, and other types of special needs trusts. For this program, I merged it into my tax practice as well as my financial practice. Robert came in and drilled me down and wanted to know if I knew what I was talking about. And frankly, we hit it off pretty well. Is that right, Robert?
It is. When I approached Scott, because of my experience as a veteran service officer, I asked him quite out. I said, Scott, what do you know about benefits? Because I'm the service officer. What I said, and if you think you know, then we're going to talk about this because I need to test your knowledge and see if we can work together. So obviously the match was made in heaven there.
Yep.
And we've been attached to tape ever since with working with veterans for these disabilities that many people don't know about. So we're here to help explain that.
And we got together, and I guess it was 2008, Robert, and that's when we started this journey.
Yeah.
And the journey was not to make money out of this program, was to help our clients to avoid the estate taxes, estate planning, prevent the benefits from whittling down to the nursing homes, because the veterans and or their spouses have paid the price, Alex.
Yeah. And Scott McLean, like you mentioned, you opened up that Veterans Benefit Advisory Group back in 2008. Great passion you have for helping veterans and their spouses learn about these important benefits. And if you would, Robert, let's talk about the topic of the day here, VA's Aid in Attendance Pension Benefit. How does someone qualify for that, Robert?
Absolutely. Well, a couple of things. First of all, the veteran had to have served during wartime in order to get any of these benefits. So I'm going to kind of give the big picture overview. If someone needs aid or attendance of some nature, that's what this plan is for. That's obviously the name of the title, but you have to prove and justify what aid or attendance you need in order to do that. So the first qualifying piece is the veteran had to have served during a wartime period for at least one day of active service, active duty, can't be National Guard or Reserves, had to have been active duty and in a wartime situation, not necessarily at the war site, so to speak. World War II, you didn't have to be in Germany. You just had to be serving active duty. You could have been in Fort Dix.
So frankly, they could be, like you said, in Fort Dix. They would never have gone to Vietnam for our veterans, most in veteran Vietnam and now Korea. The question is, they weren't there in country. They didn't have boots on the ground, but they could have been serving right here in at Lakehurst. And they still qualify for the benefits and their spouses.
That's right. That's right. So thanks for that little clarification. So initially, the veteran has to qualify before the veteran or the spouse or a child, because it's all three here, can get any benefits from the VA based upon the veteran's service. And that's where it begins, is qualifying for there. The person also had to have an honorable discharge in order to get the benefit. If they were dishonorable discharge for some reason, then none of the family would qualify. So that's a qualifying situation. And then from there, what are those aid and attendance pension issues that you have? What are your disabilities? What are your aid issues? Do you need help in the home or financially or mentally, if you're in your own home, a nursing home, what have you? So there's a number of those.
So Alex, that's what's really important when you look at this. You have to ask, when I do the intake of people doing the financial planning, I actually ask, did you serve? And they'll say yes or no. Great. When did they serve? Or listen to me. If you're listening to me right now and your mom or dad in the state of New Jersey, because I know this is aired across the nation, if you served, and each state's different, and you need assistance, perhaps in a nursing home, this is the aid and attendance pension benefit, that's the name of it, you may qualify for this great benefit that many people aren't even not even applying for or didn't know about. And then when you do your estate planning, your advisor should be aware of it. So this is where they should give our studios a call, Alex, at 609- 488-4646, because this might be for you. It may not be for you. It may be for your parents. If you're taking care of your mom and dad and you're one of the veteran or the spouse served during this period of time, and we can help you more details. We won't get into the muck right now. This is not an excuse to put it off. This is an excuse not to put it off, but to take action, be proactive. 609-488-4646. We've been doing this for so long, helping people give them the information they need to take action. And that's why I had worked with Robert, because A, he is a 100% disabled veteran. B, his spouse is available for these benefits. And I thought, you know what, and there's nothing better than working with in not textbook theory, but real theory, Alex.
Yeah. Robert Brown, retired Navy, 20 years service, where he very happy, appreciative of that service. Chief Petty Officer there in the Navy, Persian Gulf veteran, and now Veterans Service Officer. So continues to serve our great nation. Thank you so much. And I know one thing, Robert, that I think is important is that, you know, hopefully it's not overly complicated to apply, or at least to figure out how to apply. Robert, can you talk about that a little bit, the kind of assistance maybe for someone applying? Because that would be a concern about, oh, is this going to be really difficult to do?
It is. Again, thank you for acknowledging my service. Definitely rewarding, and I appreciate it. And I guess now it's my time to give back after having served to help those who have served but don't know about these benefits. So when it comes to aid and attendance pension benefit, first thing is do you need aid or attendance? That's a simple question. Do you need wheelchair? Do you need mobility devices? Are you incapacitated? Are you dementia? What's your medical status and mental status to determine that initial medical need? Secondly, it's a financial situation. You know, do you have assets? Do you not have assets? Where are we financially? Because it's also a financially driven qualifying program. So we need to look at that assets, and that's where Scott comes in and determines funding, how much the allocations we have, if we need to reallocate some funds or spend down some money to qualify. So it takes a little bit of financial awareness to see where we're at. And Scott does that with those irrevocable trusts, as you mentioned.
As well as legal, financial and legal.
And legal issues.
And the whole thing, Robert, also, if you get stuck in the muck by thinking the word aid and attendance pension benefit. Most people relate to the word pension, that you got to be in the service for 20 years or 30 years to get a pension. But this is basically 90 days of serving in the military. And one of those days have to be during active war. So let's say you joined the military here in 1955 and you joined on January 30th. Well, the benefit ended on January 31st. So you kind of would have been right in there, even though you weren't over boots on the ground, but you had to had served for 90 days. Go ahead, Robert, especially for those of you taking care of your mom and dad, you may not even be aware of this.
Yeah. And real quickly before Robert, I just want to make sure people know too, if you have any questions, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. Robert, please continue.
Okay, thank you. So really the overview is, do you have this need for aid and attendance to be taken care of? And if you do, let's look at the finances, if either you're within the financial range or not, and we could help determine that through Scott McLean's office here. So we do that. And then essentially what the bottom line is, the VA pays the recipient a financial amount of money, depending on the status, the marital status, the married vet, married and the spouse, alive, deceased, what have you. So depending on the situation, the VA will pay for your aid and attendance pension benefit. Again, pension meaning for the rest of your life, not having to serve 20 years in a service, but the pension becomes yours in the future for the rest of your life. And that's tax-free, by the way. For those that don't know, you don't even pay taxes on that money. You don't even talk about it when you're talking about your accountant. So it's a nice benefit. So obviously, so if you put taxes on there, you'd really be accumulating a lot more money in this pension benefit program.
Alex?
Yeah. And we got about 2 minutes left as we have a great guest on Financial Insanity today, Out of the Box Thinking for Your Financial Sanity. And we have retired Chief Petty Officer from the Navy, Robert Brown. And he's currently Veterans Service Officer, talking about a great benefit for folks. And just a couple minutes left, what's important for people to know here as we discuss this today?
Well, the important thing is, number one, don't put this off. And Robert obviously knows how to do the paperwork. I as well know how to do it, but he is more very adequate at doing it. He's got 2 master's degrees. He's a brilliant gentleman, even though he's not as good looking as me. I can promise you that.
That's pretty tough.
But I will tell you, you know, don't put this off if you're a veteran. If you're a veteran, the biggest important, Robert, I think, is the DD-214. That's the separation paperwork for those in the military from Korea on forward. And then it's called the separation paperwork if your parents are still alive during World War II. They didn't have a DD-214 at that time. They didn't call that number. They called it a separation form. But that's an important paperwork you got to dig up to talk about this program, Robert.
And then just to clarify some of the older vets that we're talking about, right now we have Department of Veterans Affairs, and we have Department of Defense in this case, on the DD, stands for Department of Defense, DD-214. Prior to the Department of Defense taking over the military, some of those older vets may know it as the War Department. It used to be called the War Department. So it's a WD form versus a DD form. Again, acknowledgement of their service discharge. Which records that. So again, based on what we're looking for, we need some of those to initially qualify the member as the veteran. The other thing is, I want to talk really quickly about how to get qualified. My uncle served in Vietnam during Agent Orange. He asked me for some help. He asked me that when I was still in the Navy. He just recently got awarded a back pay of $22,000 because of this benefit, but that's only a 1 year ago benefit, because we applied 1 year ago, and all those other 20 years he decided not to claim, you cannot get that. It's only from the date of application. So that's very important, is when do we start and when do we get acknowledgement?
So if you're out there and you're a veteran, there's more than the aid and attendance pension benefit. We'll talk about that in the next segment, because we're talking about the Agent Orange, Blue Water. We're talking about several things we've been helping people with, and Robert's been really instrumental in helping you, veterans or spouses, get a benefit that you don't know about.
Robert, thank you so much for being a guest today. And more importantly, thank you again for your service and your continued service for our country. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And again, if you have any questions, 609-488-4646, 609-488-4646. And thank you to all of our great veterans who happen to be listening today to Financial Insanity, Out of the Box Thinking for your financial sanity. Scott opened up the Veterans Benefit Advisory Group in 2008 to help veterans and their families, guiding them to these important benefits. Again, that number, 609-488-4646. The number for Scott McClain, McClain Advisory Group, 609-488-4646. And again, a special salute and thank you to all of our veterans.
This presentation may contain information which has undergone regulatory or other significant change since its original recording. The information on this program is educational in nature and is not intended to be a recommendation for any specific investment product, strategy, plan, tax, or legal advice. Information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice and is limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for members of the listening audience. Communications such as this are not impartial and are provided in connection with advertising and marketing for McClain Advisory Group. Prior to making any investment or financial decisions, an investor should always seek advice from a financial, insurance, legal, or tax professional. McClain Advisory Group and or Scott McClain offer investment advisory and financial planning services through Bell Point Asset Management, LLC.
This radio show is a paid placement.